You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and it is that time of week to talk all things movies. Every week we get together with Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and my co-host for Cinema Chat. And Russ, it's good to see you, and it's all about the Oscars this week, isn't it?
It is all about the Oscars this week, yes. For better or worse, for good or evil, it's all about the Oscars, yes. The Academy Award nominations were announced on Tuesday. The Academy Awards will be given away on Sunday, March the 10th, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Jimmy Kimmel will again be the host for the fourth time.
He seems to be one of the few that can get away with hosting an award show these days without being just killed.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, and there were some things that people expected, like Oppenheimer got 13 nominations for you know, acting and directing, but also a lot of technical awards as well. Poor Things, which is a very interesting film. I liked it a lot, but it is Yorgos Lanthimos's film, and his films are always very odd. And it got 11 nominations. It was second. Killers of the Flower Moon got 10 nominations, which is terrific. And Barbie.
Although there was a surprise with that one.
That it got so many. I mean, it, you know.
And that Leo DiCaprio did not.
Well, Leo DiCaprio, yeah, there were a lot of snubs and all of those kind of things that went on. And a lot of the discussion about that is in regards to Barbie, which I think got 8 yeah. nominations. Two of the nominations that didn't come were for Greta Gerwig, which I think is a major mistake.
It feels very misogynistic.
Oh, it's, yeah. And it's awful on kind of every level. I mean, she took a movie that could have been embarrassing, a disaster, and made a very, very clever piece of film. And then Margot Robbie, and Greta Gerwig is nominated for an Academy Award for screenwriting with Noah Baumbach. And Margot Robbie is nominated as a producer because she was one of the key producers
of
Barbie.
People feel she may have been snubbed by not being nominated as an actress.
Well, yeah. So Ryan Reynolds, who did get nominated for being Ken, basically said, well, you know, you're not going to have a Barbie movie without Barbie, and you're not going to have a movie at all except for Greta Gerwig. So I don't understand how they didn't get nominated, but I was pleased to be nominated, but I'm mystified as to why they didn't get nominated. But America Ferrera got a kind of a surprise nomination.
Yeah, supporting actress nomination.
For supporting actress, and so that was kind of cool. But anyway, it's kind of bad news on the directing part in terms of women. However, of the 10 films that were nominated for Best Picture, 3 of them were directed by women. So Oppenheimer, Barbie, which was directed by Greta Gerwig, Killers of the Flower Moon, Poor Things, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, which was directed by a woman, The Holdovers, Maestro, Past Lives, which was directed by a woman, and The Zone of Interest were the Best Picture nominees. And then in terms of actor, Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers, he was terrific. Mm-hmm. Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. Bradley Cooper was nominated for a couple of things, including his performance in Maestro, which he also directed. Coleman Domingo was the civil rights activist Rustin in the movie Rustin. Jeffrey Wright, who's just terrific in
American Fiction.
Yeah. Which is currently playing at the State. So you can check that out. And in terms of actresses, Lily Gladstone, people were really thrilled that she was nominated. She's the first Native American performer to be nominated for the Best Actress Prize. Emma Stone for Poor Things. Annette Bening for Naiad. She played the swimmer who has that last name?
Diane.
Diana Naiad. Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall, and she was terrific too. Carey Mulligan as Felicia Montalegre for Maestro. So anyway, really, really great stuff. And you know, there's always surprises, and there's always surprise omissions. So this is not to be unexpected by any means.
No, but it still seems like there's some work to do in Hollywood.
Oh,
fair recognition.
Well, and And award shows are just silly. I mean,
well, it's an industry patting itself on the back and congratulating and using it as a marketing opportunity. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. Well, and that's true for the Grammys and all of the awards as well. So anyway, the Academy Awards are coming up. It will be exciting. And you know my secret for picking the, you know.
You just follow the Las Vegas odds, right?
The Las Vegas odds, they're kind of amazing. So, well, we've got a bunch of movies that we're playing, many of them nominated for Academy Awards, but we've also got some performing arts events. This one is on the big screen. It's the National Theatre of Great Britain live in Skylight, and this has Carey Mulligan and Bill Nighy.
Nighy.
I always say his name wrong. Bill Nighy. I love him as a performer, as well as Carey Mulligan. And you can go check that out this Wednesday or next Wednesday, the 31st at 7 o'clock. Again, that's a really compelling play that'll be presented on the big screen. And then we've been talking about Mandy Patinkin coming live on stage. She's coming on the 6th. And then we kick off a Gershwin Centennial celebration with Funny Face coming up this Sunday at 4 o'clock. George Gershwin wrote the score for that. And this is a prelude to a wonderful concert that's going to take place on February 11th in the afternoon. It's a Rhapsody in Blue concert where they're going to use the original orchestration for Rhapsody in Blue. And George Gershwin's personal piano will be played as the solo instrument for this production.
And that's the U of M Jazz Ensemble, right?
Well, it's a U of M student ensemble, very, very talented folks.
No kidding.
Led by University of Michigan faculty. So that concert, again, is on February the 11th, which is a Sunday. It's the Super Bowl Sunday, but the concert will be before that. And then we're going to do An American in Paris and Shall We Dance after that concert. So we're really celebrating George Gershwin.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. And what's opening in terms of actual film?
Well, so we're opening this week on Friday, The Zone of Interest, which is an Academy Award-nominated Best Picture. And this is a historical drama that was directed by Jonathan Glazer. And it's loosely based on a novel about a German military officer who was in charge of Auschwitz. And the irony here, and Sandra Hüller, who starred in Anatomy of a Fall, is in this. She plays the wife, and this this German Nazi commander and his wife have a home right next to Auschwitz, and they try to create this idealized situation for their family and their children next to the horrors of Auschwitz. And
what a bizarre premise!
Yeah, it's a bizarre. Well, I mean, it was based on an actual situation. This film has gotten, was the best film by the Los Angeles Film Critics. It won the Grand Prix Prize at the Cannes Film Festival. It has already won several other kind of international awards. And it was nominated for 5 Academy Awards. The Zone of Interest is a not-to-be-missed film. And it opens this Friday down at the State Theater. Freud's Last Session, which opened up last week, stars two really, really wonderful actors, Anthony Hopkins and Matthew Good. Anthony Hopkins.
And again, really fascinating premise to this movie.
So this is right before, or right as the Second World War was starting. And Anthony Hopkins is an elderly Sigmund Freud, and Matthew Good plays C.S. Lewis. And they get together at Freud's house, and they essentially debate the existence of God, with Freud being very skeptical and C.S. Lewis' character being quite enthusiastic about this. And C.S. Lewis had experienced World War I, Sigmund Freud was a leader in psychology and psychiatry, controversial at this point, but
yes.
quite a mind that really opened up the notion of looking into how it is that people's minds are organized and how they relate to the world, and so it's a fascinating piece, and with two really great actors, and Anthony Hopkins is especially praised for going really deep in terms of his ability as an actor, and we all know how deep he is, and then then American Fiction opens up, and this is a film that has a lot of pathos because it's about an African-American writer who's very frustrated with what's going on. And Jeffrey Wright was nominated for an Academy Award because of all the tropes and stereotypes. And he ends up writing a satirical book using tropes and stereotypes, which becomes a big hit on the literary field.
Which has to drive you crazy.
And the performance by Jeffrey Wright is just brilliant. It's not to be missed. Poor Things, not everybody's taste, but because it's nominated for so many Academy Awards, you got to go see it. All of Us Strangers is another Academy Award nominated film. And as Mean Girls, if you haven't seen that, that's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of special screenings coming up. So go check that out on our website with lots of good things to see. Jules and Jim. We have The Fifth Element was our late night film this week, and Hunger Games as well. We're doing two of those this week. Japanese Studies is doing a great series. And My Love Affair with Marriage tonight with the filmmakers there at the Michigan Theater. So there's lots to see, good stuff. Troubled Waters is a documentary about the pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. Go check it out.
This is 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti.